Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 12th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about electoral reforms in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voaindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
Uhulumende babhizi kade zama khonokwana ukubana sisiqondise imithetho yonke ukubana ihambelane ne-constitution yethu entsha ukucela nakho konoko okwama-electoral reforms abakhuluma ngakho. So akusiyonto entsha, akusiyonto emangalisayo, njalo akusiyonto okuthiwa abelanga yenziwe, yinto efakwe abangesiku ku-agenda ukuba ulungiswe konke khonokwana kuhambelane.
Zvaitika ukuba bazvinotyisa zvinhu zvisakaonekwa munyika ino yeZimbabwe. Patapinda kumusangano uyu tanzisisi each political party inofanira kupinda munhu mumwe chete. Ndopatapinda zvedu ipapo taobeya to their dictatorship. Saka tapinda mukati muya muya taona mune mama political parties which has never existed. Can I tell you taona one political party inonzi OK Mart. Tikaona imwe political party inonzi VAN. Tikaona imwe political party inonzi ZOKO. We had a number of unknown political parties that got dirimo. Saka isizo zvatinetsa.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening we are talking about calls by opposition parties in Zimbabwe for sweeping electoral reforms.
Some parties under the banner of the National Electoral Reform Agenda, or NERA, today walked out of a meeting convened by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, to discuss demands of electoral reforms before the 2018 general elections.
Several opposition parties have been staging protests in Zimbabwe, demanding that the government should level the electoral field ahead of the general polls.
Some ZANU-PF activists say electoral reforms were concluded when the country had a government of national unity, which ended in 2013.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
hongu Gibbs, tanzwa kuti kune mapato akawanda kuZimbabwe kupfuura anozivikanwa. Tanzwa venera vapinda musangano wanga wakokerwa neZEC kuti pazeiwe nyaya yezvichemo kana zvinyinyuto zvine mapato ezvematongerwo enyika pamusoro pezvavanodawo zviitwe neZEC, Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Asi hanzi bamba chinzi bato regarega rinongobvumidzwa kuti munhu mumwe chete anga achipinda mumusangano iwoyo. Vapinda mumusangano vari pasi penera vari kuti tashamisika, tasvikawana mune mamwe mapato akawanda anda kutosvika gumi atisingazivi, asi anga akamirirwa imomo. Zvazoitika ndezvokuti zvose zvanga zvichikurukurwa zvazvifanira kuti zviwiriranwe kuburikidzwa nekuvhota. Saka pakuvhota mapato iwayo anga asiri pasi penera anonzi anga achivhota achitsigira zvinenge zvichiitwa neZEC. Ava venera vachivhota vachipikisa zvaita kuti venera vazobuda musangano iwoyo, musangano usina kupera, vachinyunyuta. Hatizive kuti kubuda iko kucharevei sezvo musangano wanga wadaidzirwa neZEC. Asi nyaya iripo ndiyo yekuvandudzwa kwemitemo inechekuita nesarudzo. Sarudzo dza 2018 dzisati dzasvika, Gibbs.
Yevombe zuru kandava lingachona njani lapho likhona kuna ngapho ngemakhaya tilangapha lojonga siyaphila sibili. Ye, lamhlanje sikhangela udaba lokhetho. Udaba lokhetho, phela ukhetho kulapho lujonga kuvela khona yonke into eZimbabwe.
Ndizo.
Nxa ukuthi ukhetho lungahamba kuhle abantu bathi konke kuyahamba kuhle. Nxa luhamba kubi kutsho ukuthi ilizwe lalo selele ngogedla.
Ndizo.
So ke kungani ke lamhlanje bekuleyo umhlangano okade wenziwe yiZEC, lapho kade kubizwe khona abantu be-National Electoral Reform Agenda, ukuthiwa yiNERA. ukuthi kukhulunywe ngodaba lolu lokuthi pho kungalungiswa njani ukuthi kube lokukhetho oluhle eZimbabwe. So kanyakazani ke kubizwa amabandla athize. Amanye kutwa ngo OK Mart. Kuzobuya amanye kutwa ngo Zoku kumbe kutwa kuyini.
Yeah.
Ye laba abanye abajala ukugijigijima kade ngane kabakho.
Nelunge bathu nonzi vanhu.
Antu yabona bani ukuthi abantu.
Abantu.
So akuzibona khona lapho. So ke khona konke kwenziwe basebebizwa abanye amabandla athize. Kodwa ke bakhona abaphume bakhona nabathi hayi asafuni ngakho ke kungazani lokho bakwenzayo kungani okuhambelani labo. So ke sinendlela ukuthi we are joined by the NERA organizing committee secretary general of the African Democratic Party, that is Mr. Joelson Mukari. So he's in the NERA committee. So Mr. Mukari, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. So tell us a bit about what happened today in terms of the meeting.
Right. As usual, Zach tried to invite us for a meeting, which they tried to call all political parties meeting, dialogue with Zach. We went there in anticipation of a very good proceedings. But unfortunately, when we got there, we saw a lot of mishappenings, which made us not happy with the meeting today.
What were those mishappenings?
You see, at first, immediately when we entered the gate, there was a lot of police force. The riot police were there. The non-uniformed forces were there. The environment itself was totally intimidatory. And when we got by the desk there, they started telling us that they only allow one, just one, participant from each political party. And a number of our participants were returned back.
But we also heard that when you finally entered into the meeting room, that's when you discovered that there were some other political party representatives there. May you explain?
It's very funny. I can laugh, you know. You see, when we got there, there were some tags which were written, political party names. You see, we found some very funny names. Can you imagine a political party by the name Okmat, a political party by the name Zok, a political party by the name Ranu, those which we have never, ever heard of in this country. And those political parties were acting in a very funny manner. Very, very funny, I can tell you. Imagine, as we ended, we first requested that the meeting be chaired by a neutral person. But they refused and said, no. What we need to do here is to vote. And when we voted, we were surprised to find other so-calling themselves opposition political parties defending that Rita Makarau should chair the meeting. When it's supposed to be actually a neutral organization which should have been chairing that meeting.
Zvino ndimboisa mubvunzo nechivanhu vamugari. Tanzwa kuti mazopedzisira mabuda mumusangano iwoyu. Hazvisi zvinozokukanganisa here urongwa hwenyu hwekuedza kuti pange paine kuvandudzwa kwemutemo inechekuita nesarudzo?
Right, hazviti kanganise isusu. Sei ndichiti hazvikanganise nenhau yekuti Zeki zvairi kuita, they have realized the power in NERA. And even now, havasi kuda kuresponda to us directly. Varida kushandisa an indirect approach. Zvavari kuita ivanhu tikavabvudza chunhu, vano ignore kana kuti vanonyarara kwenguva inogona kuita 2-3-4 months. Mumwedzi wechi5 kana wechi6 vanopindura chinhu ichocho vanoita as if ivo ndovangofunga kuti koka kuti hapari zvino huya ichimboita zvakati. Iyoyo tiri kutaura engagement. Tisu takairequesta munera document kuti no. What we want is zvatinoda nemizeki ngatigarei tichisangana tichikurukura kuti tigadzise nzira yedu yemaelections takananga kuna 2018. But zvavanoita manje vanoya nerweseri votidaidza sekunonzi ivo ndovaronga musangano. Vadaro isusu now tinobva tazviona kuti kwete chinhu chiya chatakataura mwedzi uya ndo chavaa kudaira nhasi. Asi manje unhunhu ihwohwo ndohwatiri kuramba kuti kwete, ngatitii tikataura chinhu ngachiitwe iko zvino toita. Ndizvozvo zvazvoita kuti nhasi mushure mwenge tavaudza kuti kwete chekutanga-tanga ngatichinje munhu ari kucheya musangano ndobva varamba. Ndobva taenda papoindi yedu yokutanga yavataura ivo kuti Ile zvino zvatoda kuita tiri kuda kushanda nemibvunzo yamakati bvunza mibvunzo iyi mibvunzo yavakati kwatiri vakati invite kuti koka kumusangano uyu koka kumusangano vakati paisisi matsamba ekuti koka musi wa 2 September asi matsamba yakanga akanyorwa kuti mibvunzo yenyu yose inoguma kusvika kwatiri musi wa 30 August zvinorevei pakadaro.
Vamugare rambai muri parunhare. Taita mumwe munyari kana apinda pachirongwa. Honorable Joseph Chuma, tinogamuchirai pachirongwa.
Makadi henyu.
Aiwa, takasimba. Honorable Chuma, mumiriri wePelandaba Mupopoma mudare reparlamende vari nhengo yeZANU PF Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Chuma, it's good that you have actually joined us today. We are very happy that we are going to do what you usually do here. So now, the question is, you know, electoral reforms in Zimbabwe, how far-reaching should these electoral reforms be in the, you know, against the background that NERA is demanding for reforms?
Well, for starters, maybe because I've not seen what NERA really is demanding, so it might be difficult for me to actually comment on that line. But what I wanted us to be clear about first is that ZEC on its own is a body that has been mandated by the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And therefore, ZEC stands independent from anybody, from any political. It is independent from ZANU-PF. It is independent from NDCT. It is independent from all other political parties. It has to be recognized as a body that stands on its own. Therefore, even their operations must then be independent. We must all let them guide us and lead us, because they are mandated by the Constitution of Zimbabwe to do exactly what they are supposed to do. Mm. But now, I'm then shudder to think why there are some players in this political field who want to sort of impose what they want for them to happen on their side, instead of letting that independent body do its work accordingly. So, as far as I'm concerned, electoral reforms, they've been put up, they've been passed to Parliament. It's now Parliament that is supposed to be sitting and rectifying and ratifying as well to make sure that what is supposed to be there now goes in tandem with the Constitution of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, maybe NERA is certain points that I've missed, but to me, really, this is an independent body. Let it do its work.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma. I think we've got some callers right now, Chunga. Okala ke silo mnumzana uMila ose okubulawayo. Baba Mila, unganjani?
Ninjani baba, kunjani?
Kusiphile kakhulu. Ye, uyezwa lapha kuthiwa ke abantu badinga ukuthi kube lenguquko ngendlela okwenziwa ngayo ukhetho eZimbabwe. Kambe wena ukubamba njani kunoko?
Okay, right. Inguquko yalapho melibe khona, but singagijimeli inguquko le yokuthi ama-electoral reforms azayenziwa njani. Inguquko yakuqala apemele yenziwe ngeyokuthi kuqale kudizovwe leyo commission othiwa i-ZEC. Ngoba ngiyazwa lapho bakuchuma uyakhuluma ukuthi i-ZEC i-independent okwama-parties. Mina sengikwestiona u-independent be-ZEC. Niyambona ngo-2008 agcina ama-results for 6 weeks. Sembuza ukuthi independent bakhona ukuthi small country like Zimbabwe elabantu abaless than 13 million okuthiwa ingagcina ama-results for six weeks kuthiwa kukabi lo muntu owinileyo. Kuyamangalisa, sengidinga ukuyi-independent bangikhona. And futhi izethi le inama-CIO, igcina ama-CIO labantu abasayida izani. So akula free and fair election ezayenzwa nxa that organization okuthiwa yi-ZEC isalabantu abasapota izani phakathi. So akula independent lapho.
Yes.
Nasisithi thina nxa kuthiwa kuqalisa ukuthi sesikhuma siya kuma-reforms lawo, akuqale kukhitshwe yona i-commission, kungene i-commission entsha esizaqalisa khona ukukhuluma ke ama-demands esiwafunayo, because talking to this i-commission le is just a waste of time, because khangela kathi sibakhuluma ukuthi bangene bathola kulabo OK-Mart labo bani. Where are they coming from, those parties?
Awubona
i-strategy sezanu senesugee So nangiti akukale kudizwe izveki yakona because it's not independent from pa and izana ingeke iwina ma free and fair elections. That's why ingafuna ma reforms itayenza. They want the ground yona leyana inamatshe ilalo ehlaba abanye ukuthi they win. But the ground ingabaleva ukuthi umuntu akacomplain abafundi because they know they will lose the election.
Yes, yakuzakhulumela sibongile kakhulu. Kodwa mbonazani kuzokugcinwa ama-results laphana for 6 weeks ngokusase kwi-RG's office. Izeki ayingakangeni kakhulu. So sibona ngani kunjalo kodwa singaziphambilini.
Utlayigwana bakhona, utlayigwana kakho kathesi kwizeki.
Ehe, kunjalo baba.
Bakhona, bakhona babekhona khona noma yayitshintshile ibizo but those same people ababekhona phana they are still there in Zeki.
Mhm. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sibongile Mila.
Okay.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Miller, you know, the first step is to dissolve Zeki. He says Zeki is just one hell of a big animal that is full of CIOs, is full of
functionaries.
Yes, mm-hmm. Almost everyone right. That they don't want in there. So he says all those people should go first. Mm-hmm. So then at the end of the day, he says the independence of Zeki is very much in doubt. So that's his opinion. Mm-hmm. Then he says, Umnumzana Willard Moyo, Okonangale Ekweru. Eslovela. Baba Moyo, ngawo tshona njani? Ukhona ecingweni Moyo?
Hello, ngikhona baba.
Yeah, akuphoselakho Moyo.
Ya, okokuqala bakithi angazi ukuthi umuntu othi izethu i-independent ujoni ngoba thina abanye sesikhathi eside siphakathi kwalo mdlalo we-politics sibona izenzo zezekhe. Makuya kuma-elections izeki iya-appointa ku-district level esithi thina ama-chief executive officers ama-rural district council kumbe ama-town clerks nakusedorobheni ngaphi ngaphi they make sure ukuthi those guys abantu aba-aligned kumbe abathembekileyo ku-ZANU-PF ababambe i-election on district and on provincial level bese kusithi-ke kumawadi baya-appointa maybe ama-headmasters they make sure ukuthi that headmasters of a presiding officer uba ngumuntu o-aligned oyi-stronghold ye-ZANU-PF maye ngu-headmaster wakuwalahla umlomo wathi hhayi ibizeleni kanti kambi kuhle siyahlupheka ama-candidates e-ZANU-PF they make sure ukuthi lowo muntu abe yi-presiding officer yama-elections awu-independent zabo angazi kuboba kuthuma ukuthi ungenenini kupolitiki lokuthi umdala kangakanani okobulawayo lo kodwa libana ngabe ubekhuluma ukuhambelana lo nembeza wakhe njengobana ngangumfane nje emsontweni sikhonza sonke ukuthi izethi is not independent izethi is an extension of ZANU-PF bafihla i-voters roll namhlanje amaphasiza kaka-electronic voters roll angazi nabeyithole manje kodwa-ke bayiricha iparty ama-opposition parties banika i-ruling party ama-voters roll awu-independence that indlela ngizama ukuthi mina alibana ngabe bayaphuma egcekeni ngoba izanu ngeke iwine i-free and fair election lokho ngiyakwazi mhlophe sengibonile kaningi ukuthi izanu iwiniswa ukuthi inama-functionaries within Zeki so ngamanye amazwi-ke kabazame nje ukuthi izethi-ke idilizwe iqaliswe kutsha itshintshwe le bizo ingabi yizethi ibe yi-independent electoral commission IEC ngibona kauthi i-independent and independent electoral
ucingo lwakhe seliqumekile kodwa simzwile phela umoyo umoyo aphosa sibile amazwi wakhe what you are saying is that Zeki is not independent at all and like our last caller Mr. Miller he was saying that Zeki should be dissolved and he ended up saying that they should even change the name to the Independent Electoral Commission so at the end of the day he was saying that most of the people in Zeki are sympathetic to ZANU-PF and he says even you know presiding officers during elections there are people who are very sympathetic to Zeki
and he gave an example
of yes he gave an example of a headmaster who may have denounced, you know, ZANU-PF. And he said that kind of a person would never be a presiding officer in any way, you know. And you are saying, really, there's a problem in Zeki. It's
That's
an extension of ZANU-PF, according to him.
Yeah, maybe we can throw a question to Vamugari. Manzwa watereri Vamugari, watereri waviri watava kuunzwa. Mumu weku tanga, ata urae kuti kuda kugara pasi, ne Zeki kupedza nguva. Nokuti Zeki aina kuzvimirira isanga norenga richitoudzwa zvekuita ne bato rezano PF. Mumwe muteereri wechipiri atsika zvakare mumatsimba iwayo akadzokorora akati kuzvigadzirisa Zeki inofana kuparadzwa. Yaparadzwa kutsvagwa vanhu vasina matiyo akamirira. Yobve yatochinja kana kushandura nezita. Yosiya zvokunzi Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, yonzi Independent Electoral Commission. Munoti vamugari tisataenda kuna Honorable Chuma.
Independent Electoral Commission, that's the best name to be given to Zeki. Zvechokwadi, Zeki haizi independent as per se. Chatiyeti susu haizi independent Zeki. Zvechokuti chekutanga, Zeki ino reporter kuna vamunangagwa ku Ministry of Justice. Isusu tenge tafoti an independent commission haitomboendi under any ministry within the country. Because kana yato mwenda kuno ripota kuna vamunangagwa, vachaita sei kwe wariwo mabashefu avo, immediately paanoenda iye kunobvunza kuti tiri kudawo chakati, kana tiri kuda semari kuti Zeki iri kuda mari kubva ku ministry. Zeki haina mukana wokukwanisa kuita bhajeti ravo vega vakazvimiririra seindependent commission, asi vanoiswa pasi Ministry of Justice. Kunova ndiko kuvarungu vavo kwatoreza kuti kana vaakuda kuita chivanono fugama pamberi pavamunangagwa, vokumbira kuti tiri kukumbira kuita programu isezeki tipeiwo mari. Vapuwa mari munozva kuti hurumende yese inoti tikakupa mari tinoziva kuti utipewo mafambisiro avakaita mari, zvichireva kuti Zeki ichadzokerazve iine kutya nekudedera kuna vamunangagwa kuti no, mari yamakatipa tazoishandisa takananga nepapa, ndakananga nepapa tikaita izvi nezvizvi. Saka zvinhu zvakadaro zvinotonetsa kuti titarisire kuti munhu akaita savamunangagwa is also aspiring kuti aite mutungamiri wenyika munguva diki diki inotevera. Saka munhu akadaro vanotoita vachitochoga tikangokonana navo isu tiri tiiti tirei Zeki tive tiri takazvimiririra ramangwana redu rinoshata. Chechipiri ndechekuti mutungamiri wenyika ndiye ane masimba ekusarudza makomishina eZeki. Isusu tinoindavhiyuwa toita zvatinoita, asi ane final say mutungamiri wenyika. Mutungamiri wenyika angadai asingapindire kana nepadiki posi pakusarudzwa kwekomisheni yeZeki. Zeki yatingadai chiti tinotora macivic societies, macsos, mapolitical parties, tese togara tova indavhiyuwa uku tobuda nemaresults tese kuti aiwa vanhu avakava zvechokwadi pavanhu vatiri kuda 50 ava 30 ava aiwa vanhu vakanaka ngativapinzie mukomisheni yeZeki. Naizvozvo zvinotopa zvega kuda kuti Zeki yaimbofa yakava yakasununguka yega, nekuti hakunazve dictator anozobvuma iye kuzvireforma. No dictator can reform himself. If we just know that, takutoziva kuti chokwadi chokwadi hapana kwatinoenda nekufati tichifunga kuti Zeki inozonzi iri independent. Never.
Maita vamugari, regai tinzwe kuna Honorable Chuma Gibbs.
Yeah, baba Chuma, uyazvizvera lapa vanhu vakuruma. So ke unoona wazani iZeki ime njani nxa ungapo nguti nje 1 minute ngesikiwa zenevesuchange esindebele ukuti how do you see the situation going, like is Zeki going to allow this kind of electoral reforms?
The first thing that I must note here is that I think the speakers do not have a proper understanding of how Zeki the commissioners are actually put in place. They are not helped by the president or the minister of justice. It's a process of parliament. That is why I said this is an independent thing. They come through parliament, they do public interviews through parliament, and that is how they become commissioners of Zeki. They only go and be commissioned by the president, of course, because that's how the constitution is put. The president must then commission them so that they become a constituted commission. But they come through parliament, and that is a standing order. It is there. We cannot deny it. But ihlupo ukuthi abantu wesikhathi sikhulumela ebunyameni singakwazi ukuthi ukuhamba njani. Amalunga awezeki kawafakwa ngupresident kumbe kuminister ejustice, afakwa yiparliament. Babuya kuparliament benze ngama-public interview, babuzwe imibuzo kubona kalikona bayinelisa yini and lawa amalozi lawa awe parliament abe hlanganise ama members of parliament athijeneyo avela kumabadla angabe jetjeni so akula konke lokho abakhuluma abantu nje siyathanda nje ukuthi sichamande into singayizwisisanga kuhle ikho mina ngithe ngiqhathisa abantu ngathi hayi izeki i-independent body action to ezana ikuthi nje i-problem vele obvious nxa uyi-opposition uyabe usufuna ukubala angazi ukuthi kumbe bona abe-opposition sebefuna ukuthi bebebafaka umthetho ukuthi kona nxa bengadliwa baphiwe umbuso okunjalo bedliwe yini ngoba that's exactly how it wants to sound that people because you are in opposition you now want to impose your way and get through the back door to political power which is very unfair which is very wrong it is expected of an opposition at any given time
Thank you so much Honorable Chuma and stay on the line
tine vateereri vaviri wekutanga tombonzwa kuna mukoma kana ndibaba kana ndiani promise vari kuZimbabwe makadi
Ndofara makadi yongoma jonga
takasimba ndimukoma promise
Ya ndimukoma promise yes
Aiwa pakanaka muri kupi kuZimbabwe
Andri kuchivu
Kuchivu tipe ipfungwa dzenyu nezviri kuitika nehurukuru yedu
ndakubona kuti ndatinda pepfungwa dzangu ndainge pfungwa dziri pakati pa pastor nezeki kuti pakanosini kusvika kuti vaite meeting nenera nezeki pfungwa dzangu dzainge kuti ndinoda kuita chii chetanga
edzai kufamba mbichana kubva pamuri nokuti nhare yenyu haishanzwikwa
okay ndaibvunzwa kune vakakokera musangano wezeki nemaopposite party yakabata neNERA vambokokera chavambodiscussa nachi kuti vativive chinya dzechii totanga
okay saka muda kuti ngoti vamugare hanzi 30 seconds vada kunzwa kuti chii chamai muchida kukurukura nezeki
Tandachida kukurukura panyaya yezvimhinga mupinyi zvataona kumaelections esati apfuura muenzaniso ndiwo anonzi madisappearing votes zvokuti unogona kuvhota seni ndinoda kutaura kuti ndirini ndakazvimirira ndakavhota ini pakuwadzana by election ya 2014 mupolice station yandakavhotera ini kwete umwe munhu ndakabuda ndine zero zvichireva kuti ini ndakavhotera ZANU-PF Betty Nhambu Ndiwa ma disappearing votes No. Let's talk about this disappearing votes Tiwane kuti imi Ma ballot paper zamuri kuenda ku Israel Akamira sei Kwa chazombo ita zi ballot paper enda kupinda ku Israel Chii
Kwa
wana mimi kamete chigona kupinda check Inotu wada kuchenge tezgo Saka nyanja kutarika ballot paper Chashami sila pa ballot paper chii Kutirena uetuwa ku Israel
Chimira
At the cost of over 13 million
Chimira ipa po Chimira ipa Chimira ipa po wa mkari
Chimira ipa po wa mkari
Chimira ipapo wa mugari Iwa promise mune zvimwe here zvekuwedzera nokuti nemwe muteereri moyo akamirira Nhare yenyu mukoma promise regai tikufonerei zvakare nhare yenyu inenge iri kunetsa Tina mukoma kana ndibaba moyo vari kuZimbabwe zvakare maswera sei Aiwa taswera chirongwa ndichochi hurukuru yatienayo ndiye pamusoro pemusangano waitwa pakati pezek nemapata anopikisa ari pasi pembatanidzwa weNERA tanzwa vachitaura vamugari vakamirira NERA vachitaura kuti aiwa tapedzisira tabuda mumusangano imomo nekuti zvatati chiona zvazvichitika imomo handizvo zvatati chitarisira pindai tinzwe muchirongwa
ya kubuda kwavaita vagonesa nekuti zeki ndiye masiya iwo haigone kuvira zvido zvavanhu muZimbabwe ava vachuma vanotsigira havo ZANU-PF havatozivi kuti chiiangene kuti vakatanga rini kupinda mupolitics vachitsigira zvinhu zviri rongo zeki ndiye masiya iwowo haigoni kutsigira zvido zvevanhu vari muZimbabwe
asika vamwoyo vamwe vanogona kuti kaiwo masiya iwo acho vanhuwo vari muZimbabwe vane zvavanenge vachitarisirawo kuti zviitwe
zvakafanana nevanhu vari kutsigira vamugabe for now vanhu vari kutodya izvezvi vanhu vese vari kutambura hakuna munhu ari kutambura ari kutsigira vamugabe vamugabe havana mbogara vahwina maelections Ndinoti vamukomrade kubva 1980 havanambogara vahuna basa ravo kungohiga maelections uye hakukati nhasi mapolitical party anga aripo asingazvikani ndo opinda musangano.
Aiwa, maita basa, regaiti pe mukana kuna Honorable Chuma, maita basa vamoyo. Honorable Chuma, ndirofunga mungada kupindura hapo. Ita henyu nechizezuru.
Right. Chanangira kuti tinyatso tsaranguru hapana pa kuti tinyatso jeka kuvanhu vese nechekuti Zeki 1 aisi under ministry of justice and our report kuti kuna minister wacho ari vice president wa Mnangagwa. What Zeki does, inoita ma report ayo which actually go through parliament and they come to parliament probably through the ministry, but Zeki in a chief elections officer who is the accounting office nemari yavo yavanopuwa independent from the ministry of justice aiuye through a minister of justice. That chief elections officer anotofana na PEMSEC the minister vanhu vakatozvimirira voga. I wanted us to be clear about that so that kana takutaura apa tinyatsotaura zvinhu zvatinonyatsoziva. Ndanza vamaitibvunza kuti kochuma uyu anoziva here akapinda rini. Isora pakuti wapinda rini, chero ukapinda nezuro chakakurisa chacho ndechekuti unzwisise chinhu chawapinda kuti wapinda chinhu chakamira sei chinofamba sei. Saka apa ndiri kutsanangura zvinhu zvirimo zviri muconstitution whether you like it or you don't like it, but ndo mamiriro azviri right now kuti Zeki airipote kuna Mnangagwa kana kuti ministry yavo airipote anywhere else inoripota kuparliament and parliament itori ne standing committee inonyatsoongorora zvinhu zvakadaro izvozvo and kana ripoti yaitiwa inouya to parliament not to the ministry not to anyone else. Saka tikangonzwisisa ipapo then takugona kutaura tichienda mberi because irini ndamusingade ndechekuti tingowaste time tichitaura kunge tiri kutaura zvinhu zvatoziva anyambisigwa hapana zvatotoziva kana. Saka ndo mamiriro akaita Zeki and whether you like it or not I reported to anybody else I reported to anyone else except parliament according to the constitution of Zimbabwe. So right now makutaurira atikuita Zeki is following what is in the constitution of Zimbabwe zvatakaisa issues, but obviously like I said earlier on the problem is that kana ungori paopposition unogara uchifunga kuti urudzwa kana una something else iyo nera yacho iyi. Kana vari mapolitical party zvakasiyana ko kana kwauya mapati mura kwavharire chipanzi mumona kuti mumuimire imini moga here chete ivhuraika zvinhu mumuimite independent like what you want to claim to be. Let be independent, let anyone else come and be part of this thing. Why muchida kuvhara imini muite moga chete as if imini ndima more Zimbabwe than anyone else? It's not fair.
Thank you. Thank you.
For everybody.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma. Maybe you want to translate.
Ranzena, Honorable Chuma. Apana panonzi Zeki iri pasi pebazi rezvemutemo sezvirikutaurwa nevamwe. Zeki ibato rakazvimirira roga. Vanhu vanotoenda kuinterview. Vosarudzwa. Chavanozongoitwa kugadzwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Dare reparamende ndori rinenge richitsinhira zvose zvikuburikidza nemitemo irimo muZimbabwe. Zeki yakazvimirira. Vataurawo zvakare panyaya yekuti aiwa unogona kunzi haunyatsoziva zvematongerwo enyika. Asi kana vapinda sezvavaitwa mumwe muteerera ati vachuma vanogona kunge vasingazive zvakanaka. Hanzi aiwa ndiroziva nokuti ndingadai ndakapinda nezuro asi ndikuziva zvandiri kuteera muzano PF nezvairi kuita zviri kuonekwa. Vataurawo zvakare nyaya yekuti aiwa kana vanhu vakinge vachida kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika vakasununguka kupinda matongerwo enyika. Ivo venera mapato anopikisa vaifanange vakatokokawo kana mamwe mapato ana vanhu nana okay mati ivavo nevamwe vese vavo kuti vapindewo munera nokuti vanopikisa vakasununguka vanhu kutanga mapato avanoda saka kwakuve nemamwe havasiri kuziva
vari
kupikisa vane kodzero muZimbabwe.
So for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about electoral reforms in Zimbabwe. In our guests tonight are Mr. Joelson Mukari, who is the chairman of the NERA Organizing Committee, and is also the Secretary General of the African Democratic Party and is based in Harare. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, we are live streaming, so we've got some messages that we have here. And at the same time, want to tell our viewers that, and listeners as well, that we're having challenges in terms of our live stream on Facebook. So we're trying to fix it, and we hope we are going to fix it. So now, Slopena Tispanda, Otumezumla Zelo, Utikona, Imizamo, Yenera, Ibalulegile, Impela, Uba, Ukulo, Ingela, Okutangayo, Uketo. Kodwa kasiboni ibandlelezana uphephu livumela inguquko ngoba liyazi ukuhle mhlophe ukuba kungaba lokhetho olukhululekileyo kuyabe kusitsho ukuthi sokumngcwabo wezana uphephu. So all what he's saying is, you know, the NERA, what he's trying to do is okay. At the end of the day, you know, there's need for those electoral reforms. But he's saying, you know, Zanu PF may be digging his own grave if it allows that to happen. So he says they won't allow it to happen.
Okay.
Then what Lloyd Ndlovu who says angiboni izana uPF ivuma lelo cebo ngoba kungabafaka emlindini otshona kakhulu. So he's saying the same thing.
Oh.
Says Zanu PF may not allow any kind of reforms. Yeah. Then we've got Sazi Dube or Palesiti. Abasoze bakuvumele lokhu abantu bezana uPF ngoba kungabenza bechabalale njengeparty. Something. He says Zanu PF will never ever allow that.
Kind of we heard it from Professor Jonathan Moyo saying that there's no government that can reform laws that will make sure that it's
out of power.
So maybe before you go any further, we have a caller, Bernard from Botswana. Mkoma Bernard Magadi. Taakusimba zvamapinda pachirongwa tabata simba tipewo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro penyaya iri kukurukurwa imukoma.
Astika tata 2008 zvekata dzabuda maresult ema elections ndokumira zvekuvhura
aiti ze yakari RD's office
mukoma Bernard musati maenda kure vachuma vari kukubatsirai nekugadziridza panyaya yekuti masarudzo dza 2013 dzakanga dzichiri pasi pehofisi ya registrar general vanoiva tobaiwa mudede dzasa dza pasi pezek endera henyu mberi.
Alright, I'm going to pack a knack. They will change the name, or like from Zimbabwe Electoral Commission or from ZEC to another name when the very people are still in control. It's just like you say, Blessing, you have got a police force. That is police force. It's been changed to police service. The very police, the very personnel that has been working in that prison that still is that's still the one that are working in the new name. That is the level of the brutality is still the same. So guys, kanapanyeka dai so. We don't have to talk about changing the name of things. Let's go out together. We demonstrate. We say. We tell them what we want. That's as you could go to Kenya. Vano buda ku Kenya. Vano buda ku Kenya. It's better we die. Titira drama right. Ukutoda ish. Unona blessing. Niti akavuya vana Joseph kuma vanga sati vavapo here asi kachasa ma elections asi niti vanhu vanga vari kunze vakavhota. Imagine vanhu vari South Africa matina 1994 vanhu vanga vari South Africa vaivhota vari kune dzimwe nyika tikaona vanhu vaindaigera mbulawaina kaona vanhu vaivhota pasi tiho asi isusu nhasi tiri kutongwa nemumwe munhu atakavhotera haachadi kubva kana tiposa mureasons tionzi isu tiri vatengesi kana muri kwamuri kunze hamukwanisi kuvhota. Aiwa. No, that's not fair. We are all Zimbabweans. We need to vote. Kadisa gazeti chida.
Aiwa, naita basa zvikuru mukoma Bernard. Regai timbonzwa kuna vamugari kuti vanoti nezvataurwa navachuma pekutanga nezvataurwa nemuteereri iye zvinezvi. Vamugari.
Yeah,
Vachuma, 30 seconds.
Right, so we don't have for the first time. I don't know how to vote for Mugabe. We are going to be Mugabe. We are going to be Riga. At least we are going to be Mugabe. Which is the truth. It's just about that. I because it was a by-election. The efforts were very simple. Logistics were very simple because it was in the whole country. Yanga ngori constituency, there were about 14 constituencies that voted. It was very easy because of logistics. Kuni ni ase ifambe zvakanaka. And like we said, Saka Dabangu kuna RG's office, Dagu Zeg under Zeg. Saka if my systems are improved because once you learn as you go. Saka we had learned and we had improved and things were even better. Systems were better.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma, stay on the line. Mr. Mugara, I'd posed the question to you whether you want to respond to Honorable Chuma or the caller from Botswana. But also there are some in the ruling party who are saying that no reforms until elections in 2018. So you can wrap it up.
The first thing that I need to tell you is Honorable Chuma is totally lost. He's somebody who's just enjoying the benefits of ZANU-PF, but he doesn't totally have people at heart. Because if he's someone with people at heart, he should tell the truth. The naked truth that, for an example, Rita Makarau is double employed. She is the chairperson of ZEC, and she is the secretary for Judiciary Service Commission. Right. The duty of the Judiciary Service Secretary is to appoint the judges that will sit in the event that, imagine that we are suing ZEC. And we'll be suing Rita Makarau. And she has to choose a judge that will sit to determine the case between us and her. And do you think that judge will do anything in favor of us? Definitely she will do, he or she will do according to the boss who is Rita Makarau. That is item number one, which will need to be changed totally in ZEC. Then somebody talked about the Sekiro cuts. That is 100% correct. If you go to ZEC, you find a number of retired colonels, retired generals who are working there. And even the team that works with Rita Makarau, it all came from Toba Ombele's side. They have a lot of experience in rigging, and they've been moved to ZEC. They are totally incompetent, all those guys. We need a totally fresh team for ZEC to be a recognized and a legal component of Zimbabwe. We need competent people who can give us at least free, fair, and credible elections. Not what is there right now.
Thank you, I'm Gary. Rambai muri parunara tineva teleri Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana usipasa chuma kula ngale kekubulawa. Singa kambi usipasa wati spale esu kutunyezelewa uGerald WhatsApp. uGerald tuti kona vele kumele ukube khona inguquko ngoba amabandla aphikisa aphathwa ngendlela ngesikhathi sokhetho. He's saying that there is need for electoral reforms because the opposition parties are always being given or receiving the wooden spoon every time there are elections. So ke sibuye ke kumnumzana uSibasa baba Chuma unjani?
Oh, sikhona linjani lalo?
Ngathi sakugcina amehlo madala
Lava and the food to the Nira Lava, food to Lungis,
Pho kodwa ubona ngazani kuyaphetha ngani kuno kungazani ukudonselana ukuthi akulungiswe lokhu kwe okhetho njalo nje
lapha kule ndaba enkulu kakhulu ekhulumayo kunodubo olukhulu kakhulu ebantwini bethu lapha elizweni leli ngokwelizwe leli kunobuqhile obukhulu obukhulu kakhulu angazi ukuphetha kwakhona ukuthi kuzaphetha kunjani laphana kamboni idinga lokho lelingalunga lapha ukuthi kulungiswe isintu ezikahle la ngoba ngiwakhangela elizwe leli kusho ngokuqhile obukhulu kakhulu ingathi beyazama ukulungisisa izinto zatokuthi kuyokwabantu uchayo nje kube kuzedikiza leyo nto elisekuyilungisa njenganamhlanje anto yobona badikizeni ngoba labantu adiisuthi ngabalungisa iy'ndlela zokuthetha zabe kahle abantu badinga umuntu abamfunayo abantu babuswe ilizwe ngomuntu abamfunayo kodwa kuyehlule phela kuzalungisiswa kuthweni njengoba ngathesi amazwe wonke la ngaphandle la akhangeli futhi abe amandla kesadingwayo bayefela amaziyo yokuthi ngabe yalungisisa into lezingeni endleleni kuthi kuyehlule kaphela.
Bona ke siyabonga Golide ungathina lokusasa baba.
Hayi kulungile.
Yeah, one more. So that was Mr. Chuma, Spasa Chuma in Bulawayo. You are saying that you know, like other callers, you know, he says dissolve ZEC because ZEC appears to be hopeless. And he says these parties like OK Mart and others were allegedly sponsored by ZANU-PF, you know, to cause havoc.
Yeah.
So within the kind of framework in which they were discussing issues there.
Okay, I think that that also buttresses one of the callers here, whose name is Mtokozisi Moyo from Bedbridge. He says, I think it will take time to have change in Zimbabwe because we have too many opposition parties in a small country like ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, too many opposition parties. Because NERA is 18, yeah, and the other 9 or 10 that we already had the meeting,
about
that's
30
or so parties. Okay, before we go back to our guests, we have Mkoma Jacob. Varku Zimbabwe. Magadi Mkoma Jacob.
Kibu Magadi.
Takasimba, tipewo mashoko enyu.
Alright. Ini ndikuda kutarisa panyaya yavati vabudira venera vabudira mumusangano especially vachitaura kuti mapato awandisa but izini iti the essence yedemokrasi here kuti kunofanirwa kuwanda mapato kurepresentwa kuvanhu kunofanirwa kuve there must be a broad a spectrum yakakura yemapato anokwanisa vanhu vokukwanisa kuchuza kubva pane ivapo. Saka I don't think that one is a valid point yekuti NERA yabuda kutadza kusangana nei. Hongu tinowirirana kuti ZEC muri kudiwa mareforms. But democracy hairambidzi hairimite mapati kuti anofanira kunge ari mangani. Saka zvekuda kuti tisoropodze kuti mamwe tumapato tudiki twazouya pa yanhasi kana kuti kana mazitatu handifungi kuti zvine basa izvozvo.
Right, rambai makabata tinzwi muna vamugari. Rambai makabata vamugari vangu kupindurai nokuti tine vamwe vatereri. Vamugari, pindurai Mukoma Jacob wari kuti hamufanira kunyunyuta kuti kune tumwe tumapato tunonzi hana vanhu kana chiibato rasarudzwa nevanhu kunge riripo nenyaya yejekerere iri muZimbabwe kana kodzero muZimbabwe. 30 seconds.
Ndipo Mukoma Jacob havane problem kuti havambozvipiwo nguva yekuenda kuZEC kunoti kwakamira sei. Ukaenda kuZEC as of last week kune 42 political parties dziri muZimbabwe dziri registered kuZEC. Ese ariko kwana zvoku vana vanhu vana okay, they are not there. Takaenda tikanotocheka we had all those studies before tichitoziva kuti we had the intention yekumake sure kuti mapolitical parties achapinda nhasi ndiwayo ari registered unless or otherwise kana mapolitical parties akarejestwa nezuro kakarejestwa nhasi then it's something else but the honest truth is they don't exist at all. Mapolitical party ma CIOs angoitwa chete to destabilize the movement of negotiation between ZEC and opposition political parties.
Maita vamugari ndofunga Mukoma Jacob manzwa vachipindura vamugari apa.
Yeah. Asi chato da kuziva daitanga tanzwa mapiriro azi magumo azviita musangano wacho kuti tizoona kuti zvanga zvine effect here kana kuti apa pakutaita kushanda nekufungidzira ka
aiwa ivo kana mamboteerera chirongwa chedu kana mamboteerera chirongwa chedu pa chataita na 7 vatsanangura mukoma ameneva mugari vatsanangura kuti aiwa dambudziko ranga ririmo ranga riri kuti chimbvunzo unenge uchitaurwa nezvavo kana kuti chinyunyuto chinenge chataurwa nezvacho kuti chinge chigadziriswa paifana kuzovhotwa saka ivo varamba nyaya yekuti pavhotwe nekuti pakavhotwa vanga vachiti mapato macho acho iyo ari kupinda through democracy ndivanga achibva asupporta Zeki kana kutsigira Zeki zvinoreva kuti zvavari kuda kuti zvishandurwe ava mapato anopikisa mamwe mapato yanga achitai vanga zvirambe zvakadaro ndozvaita kuti vabude musangano ndozvavatsanangura zvisinei regai tipe mumwe muteereri nguva
vafungidzira kuti vachadaro asi hatina kuzoona zvichidaro
maita basa mukoma Jacob naani mumwe muteereri Gibbs
yei nomnumzana ke urobson mwale singahambi kuonaripo chuma sikasichai ke lo mnumzana urobson mwale ba mwale unjani
mkanarinjani
hai siyakuza mwale wanu waphakamisa lilizwi phezulu kancane
yebo
ye so wena ubona njani udaba lolo
mina udaba lolo ngibona vele lingeke lisize ngalutho into ekhona nje kungcono vele kungabe saba lo khetho eZimbabwe ngoba ukhetho kalisizi ngalutho kuyaziwa vele ukuthi masi siyekhethweni kuzoba lokudlelezele ukuthile ibandle lilodwa yilehlale lokhu lisembusweni ngoba kalifuna amanye amabandla ephathi kwavela kwaphuma umbiko owawusuka kumongameli kahulumende owawusithi ilizwe leZimbabwe ngeke libuswe ngepheni kutsho ukuthi ngepenseli ngeke libuswe ngoxa imali liyane yenziwa ngalo ukhetho bembona ukuthi kungcono nje ithengele abantu ukudla kulungiswe le migwaqo le sibulala abantu ilizwe libuyele nje esimweni esidala sibe le mali yethu yokuthenga yikho engibona kungaba ngcono ngemali le esetshenziswayo ukuthi kubhadale izisebenzi zezekhi ngoba izekhi vele kayilancedo elenzayo
kodwa ungahlala kunjalo kuze kutheni ngoba nxa ukuthi kuya kungani abantu bakhonona phela baba mwale akusuze kuhambe kuhle phela
abantu abakhonona yikho phela ngithi labona abantu bayanyamalala abantu bayabotshwa abantu balinyazwa so kuyafana kungcono kungakela ukuba lokhetha kunamuntu ozokhonona ngoba vele kuyabe kungasavotwa phela
ngizwabe sokuyitibula batibula
ukhona uyaze eziphumele maku ukuthi ufuna ukuphuma maye ngafuna ukuphuma uzobusa angazi ukuthi kuze kube nini
so kwabe ngazali phela
sokho ha ukhetho kudlalisa imali yabona ukhetho since laqala ngo 80 sihlala sikhala sileke sithi hayi basidlibilezela ye kurojiwe ye kwenze kanje uyabona sileke sithi i rigging manje sizohlala sihlabela kuze kube nini
kodwa nje ukukhanya kusobala ukuthi phela eZimbabwe kumele ukhetho lwenziwe kungadlula iminyaka engu-5 wenziwe olunye futhi kungadlula eminye engu-5 nxa ungasali uyenziwanga phela sokungazani sokwephulwe isisekelo sombuso welizwe akunjalo mole
kodwa siyaphula noma kunjalo ngoba iveki vele yakulokhu ihlale ingakhiphi imiphumela ngesikhathi bona bayahola kodwa izisebenzi ezinye lezi kazisholi so kuyahlupha lokho kungcono vele kungabe savota kuthatha imali lana ngoba imali eningi kakhulu yenza ukhetho
hayi siyakuza kakhulu emwale baba siyabonga khona ngapho egoli ungabuka ngikhona khona
lapho esouth africa ngisejohannesburg enorwood
hayi kuyazwakala kakhulu sibongele emwale baba
nami ngibonge kakhulu
So that was Mr. Mwale. He says elections are hopeless so if ever somebody wins elections it should be there forever because it doesn't change anything because only one party is getting elected every time. So he says the best thing is take that money that is supposed to be for elections and use it for development.
Okay.
Nothing else.
I think
and he says you can even get old while you're ruling. He doesn't care about it.
We can ask Honorable Chuma
so, yeah.
that question. Somebody is saying elections are hopeless, Honorable Chuma, because only one party is winning. I don't know what will happen if an opposition party will win in the next election. Will this person still be calling for no elections?
That's exactly my point, actually. You know, I'll take it to a simple issue like a football game. If a team like Islanders and Dynamos play and then Islanders wins, you will hear some Dynamos fans saying, you know, it was unfair, the referee was not fair, this and that. So it's inbuilt in us that we never get satisfied if our team or our party doesn't get it the way we wanted it to get it. But the truth of the matter is that elections must be done because constitutionally that's what is inscribed. They must be done after every 5 years, and they're always being done. But the only problem is that most of the time, the opposition goes to bed and sleeps and forgets that they must go down to the people and do deliverables and campaign and convince people to vote for them. And look, if you look at it honestly, even in our parliament composition, we've always had opposition elements. I remember the 2008 parliament. It was almost a 50-50 in terms of seats that were taken. So it shows that there is definitely some democracy. There is definitely some element whereby other people vote for other parties. So there is no way to say that only one party is just winning automatically. But that party then works hard. It goes to the people. It endears itself with the people. And then the people vote. And then there are some that who vote otherwise. It is given. That is why the president has never gotten 100% votes when it comes to even presidential elections. He will probably get, like last time, he actually got about 60-something percent. In 2008, he got about 40-something percent, which was not enough. That's why there was a rerun. So all these processes show that there is a system that is there that is working. But the problem is that as long as it does not favor me and then deem it crooked, I deem it not sufficient enough, I deem it not fair, because it did not favor my outcome, what I wanted to happen in that election. But then again, that's not the proper spirit. That's not the proper way of carrying things when it comes to elections. You must expect any result depending on the work that you have put towards that campaign and that election. So, like, for example, what that other caller called Jacob said, he put up a correct point. Why did NERA move away just because the other people that were going to vote probably in favor of ZEG? That's a democracy. They should have been prepared as well to cast their vote and win instead of walking out. That walking out element on its own shows good. They came in there with a perceived mind, with a concluded the outcome to say we must get our way. But you must allow that kind of, if your way is not happening, allow it. That is democracy. But if you want to impose, then where is democracy?
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
We've got some messages on Facebook, and one of them is from Freedom Zimbabwe. And it says, let every party put equal numbers of people in ZEC. That is 50 ZANU-PF and 50 opposition members. We are going to solve the equation that way. And it says that would be it. You know, sort it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sazi Tube says, lifonela abantu banjani. So he wanted us to phone him so that he can get connected with us.
Oh.
So now let's go back to Mr. Jolson Mugari. Mr. Mugari, you know, briefly, do you think that the agenda that we are actually, you know, trying to bring up in Zimbabwe is going to solve this electoral problem? Or maybe you are just wasting your time?
You see, the only democratic way to take power is through elections.
Mm.
And such elections should be free, fair and credible. And we are going to push and push until we come up with a solution to get free, fair and credible elections in this country. And the way we are going to push is we are going to do it in several ways. Like one, we are going to keep on demonstrating. I can assure you this coming Saturday, we are going to have demonstration in 210 constituencies. We have already notified the police of that and we are going ahead. We are also going to use the legal route. We are also going to negotiate with ZEC. So all those things are going to be applied until we get where we want. I'm so surprised to hear somebody like Honorable, I forgot his name, who's speaking, right?
Chuma.
Right with us here. He's saying that he's mostly referring to the Constitution of Zimbabwe. Whereas if we talk of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, it really doesn't allow our traditional leaders to act, to participate actively in politics. But I can tell you, Chief Charumpira, the head of
unfortunately, Mr. Mugari.
He is openly ZANU-PF.
Mr. Mugari, unfortunately, there's no extra time here. Sorry, we have to cut you there, Mr. Mugari. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Mr. Jolson Mugari, who is the chairman of NERA, of the NERA Organizing Committee, is also the Secretary General of the African Democratic Party and is based in Harare. We also had Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP for Pelanda Mpopoma constituency, based in Bulawayo. This is Gibbs Cuba in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.